Welcome to day 306. We are up to Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet, and we're continuing to discuss various ways in which one might get benefit from Orla, which is certainly prohibited. We know that not only are we not allowed to eat Orla, we're also not allowed to get any benefit from it. And the example of that we've seen until now is with a dyed garment. A garment that was dyed using Orla extract, using Orla fruit, that is off limits. You cannot wear it. You cannot get any benefit from it. So now we're going to see another example in which one might get benefit from Orla. Says Mishnah Dalet, Tafshil Shebishlo B'Klipei Orla. If you have a cooked dish that was cooked with Klipei Orla, which means that it was cooked using a fire that was fueled by the shells of Orla, meaning the shells were used almost as firewood. So, Yidalek, you would have to burn the entire dish. You would not be allowed to eat or get benefit from that dish in any way, because even though there's no Orla that's actually in the dish itself, still it was impacted significantly by the Orla. It was improved by the Orla, because that, again, that Orla was used as firewood, as fuel that allowed the fire to then cook the dish. That is enough of a benefit such that it would be off limits, and therefore you'd have to burn the dish. You can't eat it. Now, nis'arev v'achirim, if that dish then got mixed up with other food, then ya'aleh be'echad u'masayim. Then the normal rules of nullification when it comes to Orla would apply. As long as there's a ratio of 200 to 1, then the dish that was cooked using the fuel, the Orla fuel, that would be nullified. Now, what's interesting here is that no one disagrees. In the previous Mishnayos, we saw that Rav Meir disagreed in both those cases. We almost expect him to say that here, but he doesn't. In the previous cases, when you had the garment that was dyed using Orla extract, or even just a thread that was dyed using Orla fruit, in both of those cases, Rav Meir said that if it gets mixed in with other things, they would not become nullified. Because, according to Rav Meir, each one of those things is considered a davar chashuv, something that is significant in its own right. A garment is significant in its own right, and even a thread of a garment is significant in its own right, and therefore they are not subject to nullification. They'll never be batal. But in this case, Rav Meir does not disagree at all. He does not object and say, no, it'll not be nullified. He agrees that it'll be nullified. So what's the difference? So one way of saying it is simply that, for whatever reason, he does not believe that a tafshil, a cooked dish, is a davar chashuv, and therefore it's subject to nullification. But I think a more interesting way, in a way that really squares very beautifully with the previous ways in which we learned it, to explain Rabbi Meir's lack of objection here is as follows. In the previous case, there's actual orla in the garments themselves. The garment was dyed using an orla fruit, so there's actual extract from an orla fruit in the garment itself. And in the thread case as well. The thread itself has actual extract from the orla, so there's real orla, there's parts of orla that's in the garment itself. Whereas in this case, there's no actual orla in the dish. It was only cooked, it was only improved using a fire that was fueled by orla. And therefore, since there's no orla in the thing itself, therefore it's much more lenient and it would be subject to the regular halachos of nullification of 201, even according to Rabbi Meir. That is Mishnah Dalet, and now on to Mishnah Hay. And Mishnah Hay is really precisely the same thing as Mishnah Dalet, except instead of talking about cooked dishes, we're going to talk about something that is baked. Says Mishnah Hay, Taner she'esiku b'klipei orla. If there's an oven that was fueled by klipei orla, by shells of orla fruit, and you baked bread inside, tidalei kapas. The pas is off limits. The bread is off limits. You have to burn it because it got benefit. It was improved by the klipei orla, the shells of orla that was fueling the fire. Nisarva b'achirus, the same thing. If then that bread got mixed up with other bread, ta'aleb echur masayim, again, it would be nullified in a ratio of 200 to 1 for the same reason that we said before, just like all orla is nullified in 200 to 1, and no one would disagree because, again, there's no actual orla inside that bread. It was simply improved through fuel that was orla, and therefore it's more lenient, even according, certainly the Chachamim we paskin by would say that it's nullified, but even according to Rabbi Meir, who is more strict in previous cases, would say that it's nullified in this case as well. That is Mishnah Hay. We'll continue with Mishnah Vav tomorrow.